Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quanah. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Wayne. I see that you all took $67.32 from my account. When did I authorize this?
May I have your zip code, please?
My zip code 20901.
And what was the first and last name?
Elizabeth Wayne.
And can you verify the shipping address?
11200 Lockwood Drive, apartment 1003, Silver Spring, Maryland.
One moment. Okay, I do see that you have the pulse oximeter.
A what?
The pulse oximeter. You initially paid $7.95 back on April 30th.
Yes, but why am I being charged? I'm being charged $67 for it, but when they said it was going to cost me $7?
Okay, with that, it does explain in those terms and conditions when you order that you would be enrolled into our monthly membership for the online.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in any monthly membership. I didn't even see all of that. I'm not interested in any monthly membership with you all.
Okay, that account has been canceled.
And do I get my money back?
I can do a 35% refund back on that charge.
Ma'am, I never agreed to that, so that's stealing. How can you? I'm going to call my bank and tell them to cancel it because I never agreed to anything like that.
Ma'am, you have to agree to the terms and conditions in order to proceed with your checkout.
You said 35% of my money when I did agree? Is that how you all get money?
Sir, I'm sorry, ma'am. You did agree to those terms when you purchased, but instead of that 35%, I can break it up to a 50% refund.
35% is not enough, ma'am, because
instead
I never...
Instead of 35%, I can bring it up to a 50% refund.
Okay, I'll take 50%.
One moment. Okay, we'll take that refund 3 to 5 business days to appear in your account, and that account has been canceled.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.